It's great to see you here today. I pray for those of us who celebrated that you had a wonderful Christmas. I particularly was very blessed, and I'm just continuing just to be so thankful to God for what He's doing in my life and in all of our lives together. I'm very thankful for this congregation. I've been here less than 3 months. And I already feel that you have really embraced me and my family here. I'm also very thankful for the special offering that we took last week. We were giving to an organization called International Justice Mission, IJM. And their purpose is to end slavery in the world today. And I'm very thankful that already, as you can see in your bulletin, we have raised over $10,000 for this special offering. And not that we just pat ourselves on the back, but more importantly, it shows us that God is helping our hearts to care about the things that He cares about. And I pray that God will continue His work in all of our hearts. And so, if you haven't given yet, you can still do so today. And let's continue to be faithful to what God has placed upon us. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together, please. Father, we thank you so much for this day. And God, we thank you that you're here in our midst. And you're transforming our hearts. And you're helping us to know you more. So I pray today, God, that you would open up our eyes and our hearts to know you. Would you speak to us through your word? And may we leave today changed because of who you are and what you are doing. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Recently, there was an article online, and it talked about all the different views and opinions of Jesus Christ. Some people believe in a Republican Jesus, who's against increasing taxes, and who is supporting family values and owning guns. And then there's Democrat Jesus, some of us believe in. And the Democrat Jesus, he is against Wall Street. He is against Walmart. And printing money. And some people believe in a therapist Jesus. And he helps us with our problems. He heals us from our hurts. And he tells us how valuable we are.
他告诉我们我们的我们到底有多宝贝。
There is Starbucks Jesus.
他有星巴克的主耶稣。
And he drinks a lot of coffee.
他喝很多的咖啡。
He loves spiritual conversation.
他喜欢在属灵上的交谈。
And he drives a hybrid car.
他开那个混合动机械车。
There's open-minded Jesus they talked about.
他有一个非常能够包容性的
An open-minded Jesus, he loves everyone.
他一个思想开通的主耶稣，他爱每一个人。
But he does not love people who are not open-minded like him.
可是他却不喜欢那些思想不开通的人。
Then there's touchdown Jesus.
可是那也有一个得胜的主耶稣。
And he helps athletes run faster and jump higher.
他帮助那些运动员跑得更快，跳得更高。
And touchdown Jesus, he determines who wins the Super Bowl.
所以这个得胜的主耶稣，他决定在谁是在最后的那个大决赛的足球大决赛是得胜的哪一队。
Then there's gentle Jesus.
还有一个非常温柔的主耶稣。
And he's meek and he's mild.
他是温柔，他也非常的柔顺。
And he has high cheekbones.
他有高的颧骨。
And very pale skin.
非常白的肤色
and flowing long hair
漂亮的长发
and he walks around everywhere barefoot
他走到哪里都是不穿鞋子
then there's hippie Jesus
还有就是嬉皮士的主耶稣
and he's all about peace
他到哪里都是讲和平
and he talks about a world without religion
他讲到说这个世界不应该有宗教
and he tells us all you have to remember is love
他告诉我们我们只要
Then there's boyfriend Jesus.
那还有就是像一个男朋友的主耶稣。
And he's so strong.
他这么的强壮。
And he holds you and hugs you with his strong arms.
他抱着你，用他的强有力的手环绕着你。
And he whispers in your ear.
他在你的耳边轻柔的细说话。
I love you so much.
我这么爱你。
There are many views of God.
很多不同的看法。
Even if we took a poll here, we would find many differing viewpoints and opinions of God.
我们就算今天我们在这边来问的话，很多人有对主耶稣有不同的看法，不同的想法。
Who God is, what He's like.
到底神是谁，他到底是像什么。
And we have to understand all these different opinions and views of God, they're incorrect or at least incomplete.
这么多不同的看法，不同的解释，其实对主的来看都是不完全，也不全备。And
because there are so many opinions of who God is,
因为有这么多的想，对神有这么多的想法。We
have to be very careful not to be influenced by just things that we hear.
我们不应该被我们所听到的受到影响。But
our standard about God needs to be based upon the Word of God.
我们来看主耶稣，要照着神的标准，要从神的话来看神。The
word of God is our standard.
神的话是我们的标准。It
is our final authority in all things.
是我们最终全部的有代表权威性的。God
gave us the scripture so that we can know who He is.
神把这个圣经赐给我们，所以我们知道他是谁。
Today I want to look at a very well-known passage.
今天我要跟大家分享大家很熟悉的一段经文。
But I want us to look at this passage today with fresh eyes.
可是我要大家从一个新鲜的眼光来看。
And I want us to look at it to see really who God is and what He's really like.
我们要来看神到底是谁，我们要看他到底是像谁。
Let's look at Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 11.
我们从路加福音15章11节开始。
Luke 15, starting at verse 11, and we'll go to the end of the chapter, but we'll break it up into pieces.
我们从路加福音15章11节开始，我们要把这一章念完，可是我们要把它分段来讨论。Let's
start first at verses 11 through 13.
我们先从11节到13节开始。It
says, Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons.
主耶稣又说一个人有两个儿子
The younger one said to his father Father, give me my share of the estate
小儿子对父亲说父亲请把我应得的家业分给我
So he divided his property between them
他的父亲就把产业分给他们
Not long after that the younger son got together all he had set off for a distant country and there squandered his wealth in wild living
过了不多几日小儿子就 把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产。We'll
stop there for now.
我们先停在这里。Jesus
here, he's telling a parable.
主耶稣在这边讲一个寓言。It's
a parable of a story about a man with two sons.
讲这个寓言是有一个人有两个儿子。And
in this parable, the younger son tells his father, Give me my inheritance.
在这边讲到说，小儿子跟对父亲说，把我的产业给我。
Now we have to understand this is a very strange question, a very strange request.
我们要想到这是一个非常奇怪的要求，也非常奇怪的问题。
Because we have to ask the question, when would a person ask for his or her inheritance?
因为我们要知道，当一个人在他要得产业，是在什么时候会得到他那个产业
？And of course, the answer is when the parent died.
我们知道，通常是在父母过世的时候才会得到产业。
But the younger son here is asking his father while he is still alive, give me my inheritance.
可是小儿子在这个时候在问他父亲要产业的时候，他的父亲还活着。
So for this younger son to demand his inheritance at this point while his father is still living.
所以在这个时候，这个小儿子跟父亲要产业的时候，他父亲还活着的时候。
He's basically saying to his father, I don't care about you.
他基本上是对他的父亲说，我不在乎你。
I don't want to have a relationship with you.
我跟你，我不要跟你有什么关系。
I don't care if you're alive or dead.
我不在乎你是死还是活。
Just give me my money.
就把你的钱给我就是。
Just give me what I want in my life.
把我要我该得的给我就是就行了。
Now, oftentimes we are upset at the younger son for doing this.
我们往往对这个小儿子对他非常的失望。
But when we're honest with ourselves, we are very much like this younger son when it comes to God.
可是对我们自己来说，我们是不是对神也是这个样的态度呢？
So many times in my own life, I come to God and say, God, I don't want to know you.
通常在我自己的生活中，我来到神面前说，我真的不想真的那么认识你。
I don't want to have a relationship with you.
我不要跟你有那样的关系。
I just want things from you.
我只是想要从你那里得到一些。
Get me into the school I want.
让我进到我要念的学校。
Get me the job that I want.
让我得到我那个我想要的工作。
Heal my family member.
来医治我的家人。
Give me a lot of money.
给我更多的钱。
Give me a beautiful wife.
给我一个美丽的妻子。
But I don't want to know you.
可是我不想认识你。
I just want these things from you.
我只想要这些东西从你那里得来。
So often we are just like this younger son in our relationship with God.
我们常常就像这个小儿子一样的态度。
There's a very famous Christian pastor, a Christian author named Francis Chan.
有一个很有名的基督教的一个作者跟牧师叫 Francis Chan.
And he says about this passage.
他讲到这一段经文的时候。
Are we in love with God or just His stuff?
我们真的是爱神呢，还是爱神他所给我们的东西？
Imagine how awful it would feel to have your child say to you, I don't really love you or want your love.
所以当我们想到我们的孩子如果这样对我们说，我真的不是要认识你、爱你，我只是要你给我的东西。
But I want my allowance, please.
可是我要你给我的零用钱。
This is what's going on in our passage.
这就是在这一段经文所代表的。
And we have to ask, is this the way that we are treating God in our own hearts right now?
我们要问问自己，是不是现在我对神的态度是这个样子
？Amazingly, in the parable, the father in our story, I'm sure he's very heartbroken.
很稀奇的是，在这个预言中，这个我相信这个父亲是真的是破碎，心是很被伤到了，可是很稀奇的。
But he gives in to his son's request.
可是他应允了他小儿子的要求。
And he gives his younger son his full share of the inheritance.
他把他小儿子他应得的全部都给了他。
This younger son now with a pocket full of money.
所以这个小儿现在有很多的钱。
Gathers up everything that he owns and he leaves.
把他所有的都收拾了起来，他离开家。
And he goes to a faraway country.
他到了很远的地方。
And like a lot of young people who have a lot of money and no responsibilities.
就像很多年轻人有很多钱，可是没有责任。
This younger son, he wastes all his money on crazy living.
所以这个小儿子就把他的钱都花费在很放荡的生活中。
I'm sure that it was non-stop parties.
我相信那真是享乐到没有终止的时候。
Non-stop women.
我相信有许许多多女人在他的生命中。
Non-stop food.
我相信他有吃喝不尽的地方。
Non-stop drinking.
有享乐的时候。
And non-stop fun.
而且他的喜乐是不停的。
But of course, like it always does, the money runs out.
当然，到终结的时候。钱总是会用完的
，and the party is over.
所以他的享乐就结束了。
And like they always do, all the people who were around when the party was going on,
所以就像很多人在那个享乐中的他那些朋友
They all leave.
他们都离开了。
And now the younger son suddenly finds himself alone and nothing left in his life.
所以这个小儿子就突然发现说他现在什么都没有了，而且他是一个人。
Let's look at verses 14 through 24.
我们现在来看14章到14节到24节。
I'll just read it all and then you can read it all. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country. He began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, was filled with compassion for him, and he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast to celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate.
在15章14节到24节15节于是不是对不起14节 14节到24节既耗尽了一切所有的又遇到那地方大遭饥荒就穷苦起来于是去投靠那地方的一个人那人打发他到田里去放猪他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥也没有人给他他醒悟过来就说我父亲有多少的雇工口粮有余我倒在这里饿死吗我要起来到我父亲那里去向他说父亲我得罪了天又得罪了你从今以后我不配称为你的儿子把我当作一个雇工吧于是起来往他父亲那里去相离还远他父亲看见就动了慈心跑去抱着他的颈项连连与他亲嘴儿子说父亲我得罪了天又得罪了你从今以后我不配称为你的儿子父亲却吩咐仆人说把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿把戒指戴在他的指头上把鞋穿在他的脚上把那肥牛肚牵来宰了我们可以吃喝快乐因为我这个儿子就是死而复活失而又得的他们就快乐起来
This son, he has nothing left in his life.
这个儿子小儿子他一无所有
No one is around him. He's completely alone.
他就是一个人没有周遭没有任何一个朋友
And we're told that a famine breaks out in the land.
我们在这边看到在当地有了饥荒
And he gets a job feeding pigs.
他拿到了一个工作是喂猪的。
This really is the lowest point in his life.
这在他的人身上真的是到了低谷的地方。
Because as a Jewish person, he had been told that certain animals are forbidden because they are unclean.
因为对犹太人来说，有些动物是不洁净的，猪是其中一个。
Pigs were unclean.
猪是不洁净的。
A good Jewish person does not like bacon.
所以有很好的一个犹太人，他们不吃那个烤猪肉的。
But we see here this boy, he is taking care of pigs.
可是我们看到这个小儿子，他现在要照顾这个猪群。
This is the lowest job that he can get in society.
这是在当地他最低层的工作。
And now he finds himself so desperate, so hungry.That he's jealous of the garbage that the pigs are eating, that he's feeding them.
他发现他自己饿到一个程度的时候，他甚至羡慕那个猪所吃的那些垃圾食物。
And then finally, he comes to his senses and makes the decision, "I'm going to come home."
他终于意识到他要做了一个决定，他要回到家里。
And then we see in the following verses the beautiful reunion between the son and his father.
我们就看到一个非常美丽的图画，他跟他的父亲怎么的团圆。
When I was in seminary, I had a professor who taught me how to interpret the Bible.
当我在读神学院的时候，有个教授告诉我要怎么来解释圣经。
And he always said, every passage you look at, ask two questions.
他说每一次你看一段经文的时候，你自己要问两个问题。
What does this teach me about God?
在这一段经文里头，他告诉我神。
And now, in light of that, what does this teach me about me and my life?
在除了告诉我神，也告诉我我的生活，我的生命是怎么样的一回事。
So often we jump to the second question about our lives and what it means for us.
所以我们常常很快的，我们就会看到说，就会问第二个问题，到底这一段经文对我有什么？
But the primary purpose of the Bible is to teach us about who God is.
可是圣经的最重要、最主要的目的是要告诉我们神是谁。
In looking at these verses.Who is God?
我们看这段经文的时候，我们来看神到底是什么样的神。
Especially for those of us who have grown up in the church.
当然，特别是那些在教会里长大的人。
Especially for those of us who have heard this passage preached a million times.
特别是为那些对这段经文熟悉的真的是不得了的人。
I encourage you to look at this passage once again with fresh eyes to have a proper view of God.
我鼓励你再一次重新来看这段经文，有一个新鲜的眼光，来有一个正适当的想法。
The first thing we see about God is that He is our loving Father.
第一件事，我们来看神是一个慈爱的天父。
Repeat that with me: loving Father.
慈爱的父。
God is our Father.
神
Stop.
神是我们的父。
Some of us maybe didn't have good relationships with our fathers.
可能我们在座的当中，我们跟我们的父亲关系可能不是很好。
Maybe some of our fathers were not there.
可能我们的父亲不在我们的生命当中。
Maybe some of our fathers were distant from us.
可能我们的父亲对我们有一个距离。
Maybe even some of our fathers were harsh or abusive towards us.
可能我们的父亲对我们很严厉，或者是有带了有一点的欺负我们。
But we cannot let these things affect the way we view God.
可是我们不能让这些经历来影响到我们对神的态度。
We can't project these feelings towards God as our Father.
我们不能把这些经历、这些感觉来对我们的神。
God as our Father means that He loves us.
神是我们的父，代表着他爱我们。
He cares for us.
他关心我们。
He provides for us.
他为我们预备。
He has only His best in store for us.
他把他最好的给我们。
This means that we are so valuable.
在他的眼中里，我们是很有价值的。
It means that we're not a mistake.
它代表说我们不是一个错误。
Your life is not a mistake.
你的生命、你的生活不是一个错误。
The things that happen in your life are not a coincidence or by chance.
在你生命中、在你生活中所发生的不是一个偶然的。
But instead, God is our Father. He has created us wonderfully and beautifully for His purposes.
因为神创造了我们，他有一个美好的旨意。
The truth of God being our Father means that He wants us to have a personal, intimate relationship with Him.
因为神是我们的父，因为他要与我们有建立个人的亲密的关系。
We can even see this at the very beginning of the Bible.
我们可以从最开始圣经的最起初来看。
If you go back to Genesis chapter 1,
我们如果回到创世纪的第一章，
We see God creating the heavens and the earth and everything in them.
我们看到神创天、创地，还有在其中的一切。
How did God create things like light or land or lions even?
我们想想神是怎么创造光、怎么创造地、怎么创造狮子。
The scriptures tells us that God spoke and then it came to exist.
圣经告诉我们，神说就有。
God spoke and things happened.
神说，那事情就成就了。
But with human beings, it was different.
可是对人，是神用了不同的方法。
In Genesis 1:26, God says, "Let us make man in our image."
在创世纪第一章二十六节说，神说让我们照我们的形象来造人。
Everything else was spoken into existence, but God, He purposely made us.
每一个创造的都是神说就有，可是对人，神是特别的来制造了我们。
And then we go to Genesis chapter 2.
我们到创世纪的第二章。
And it gives us even some further insight as to this relationship with God.
我们更看到更有看到神是怎么样的来造我们。
Because we're told there that God formed and fashioned us from the dust of the earth and then breathed life into us.
可我们看到神是用尘土把我们捏造出来，然后对我们吹气。
When I think of this passage, it reminds me of God almost sitting at the beach and playing with the sand and making something there.
我看到这段经文，我觉得我想象就好像神在那个海边，在把那个沙再捏出来，然后把我们给造出来。
And it's so personal.
这是非常个人的。
He looked at each of us and he added more or he took away less, but he put us together.
他对我们每一个人都有不同的塑造，有的多一点，有的少一点，然后他把我们一个一个塑造出来。
And after making everything else in the universe, God said it was good.
在神创造一切事项以后，他都说都好。
But once God had made us human beings, now looking at all of creation, God says, it's very good.
可是在神创造了人以后，还有创造其他，他看到人以后，他说他造的甚好。
It reminds me of the New Testament too.
也提醒了我在新约里头提醒了我。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, the Apostle Paul tells us that we are God's workmanship.
在以弗所书中，使徒保罗说，我们是神手中的工具。
Now when you hear the word workmanship, it doesn't sound very personal.
好像如果说我们是神手中的工具，好像有点不温暖哦。
It sounds like you need to go to Home Depot or to Lowe's and to buy some things.
好像你应该要到那些工具店里头去买这些东西一样。
But the Greek word for workmanship is poema.
可是在希腊文里头这个字呢是叫 poema.
And this word is where we get our word poem.
这是我们英文字里头那个诗词的那个字来的。
And this means that when God created us, He made us as a work of art.
所以我们知道神造我们的时候就像一个艺术家的一个伟大的一个艺术家的成品。
He made you to be a poem, a grand masterpiece of His.
他把我们像一个诗歌一样的这样造出来。一个伟大的作品。
This is what God thinks about us.
这是神这样来看我们。
This is the kind of loving Father that we have.
这是一个慈爱的天父来看我们的。
God is our loving Father.
神是我们的慈爱的父。
The second thing we see in our passage is that our loving Father wants us to come to Him as we are.
第二点我们要看到说神要我们来到他的面前是照我们的本相。
I remember when I was a freshman in college.
当我在大学一年级的时候。
And there was a sister at the church I went to who had grown up in the church.
在那地方我碰到一个在教会的一个姐妹是我们同一个教会的。
And like some people do when they go to college, when she went to college, she stopped going to church.
许多在教会长大的孩子到了大学以后就不去教会了。
She had fun, she partied a lot.
她在大学里头很有许多玩乐的时候。
And I think she started to feel a little bit guilty.
她就开始觉得有点愧疚了。
And after about a year of this, I asked her, do you want to come back to church with me?
大概一年以后我就问她，你要不要再回到教会呢？
And I remember so clearly, even to now, what she said that day.
我到今天都还清楚地记得她怎么跟我说的。
She said, I can't come back yet.
她说我还不能回到教会。
I need to first get my act together.
我需要把自己先打理好。
I need to fix my life and then I can come back.
我得先把我自己的生活先整理好了，我才能回到教会。
She thought that she needed to somehow first clean up her life and then she could come back to God.
她以为她能够，她要把自己先把自己先整理好了，她才能够回到教会来。
She had to stop the sinning and then start doing things like reading the Bible and going to church and praying a lot, and then she could come back to God.
她以为她要停止犯罪了，然后她要开始念经了，她开始祷告了，她才能够回到教会来。
And the truth is that this sister, she never really came back.
可是事实上，这个姐妹她就是一直都没有再回来。
She never really came back to God or to the church.
她一直都没有再回到神的神，也没有再回到教会来。
In our parable today, we see a very dirty, smelly son.
可是今天我们在这个经文里头，我们看到一个又臭又脏的儿子。
And he had been working with a bunch of dirty, smelly pigs.
他也跟那些猪群在一起打混过。
Waste his father's money.
他荒废了他父亲的钱。
And then finally comes back home.
他最后回到家。
And it's very important for us to see how the father's response is.
我们很重要的来看到底这个父亲是怎么样的回应儿子的回来。
Does the father yell at him?
这个爸爸骂他。
Does he hit him?
打他。
Does he scold him?
他责备他。
Does he punish him?
他惩罚他。
Does he make him first take a shower and change his clothes?
他是不是让他先洗个澡换衣服？
Does he make...him get on his knees and beg for forgiveness?
还是他让他的儿子跪在地上求他的饶恕？
Does he tell him you need to pay me back everything that you spent?
还是让他要他的儿子要叫他回要还给他那些他所花费掉的钱？
I think that's the natural reaction we would expect.
我想我们每一个人都会觉得说一个父亲大概都会做这些事情。
But the father does none of these things.
可是这个父亲这一样都没有这么做。
Instead, we see God as our father, our loving father.
我们看到，反而我们看到这个父亲就像神这样爱我们一样。
And at the first sight of his lost son,
当他第一眼看到他这失去的儿子的时候，
he runs to accept and to embrace and to bring his child back home.
他快跑的向他，然后把他抱住他，让他带他回家。
And this teaches us that God wants us to come to him as we are.
这就教导我们，神要我们回到他的面前来，是照着我们的本相。
If you've been wandering away from your father,If you've been, it's been a long time since you've been home.
如果你离家很久很远很久了，如果你在外头飘荡了很久了
，I want to share with you to not be afraid.
我要告诉你，你不要害怕。
Don't be scared.
你不要惊慌。
Don't let your fear, your guilt keep you away.
不要让你的惊慌和悔恨让你。带你离开神。
Because our God, He loves us and He accepts us as we are.
因为我们的神爱我们，他接受我们，就照我们的本相。
And we can come to Him, and as we do, in Him we receive cleansing and healing in our lives.
我们来到他的面前，照我们的本相，因为是借着他，我们才能够得洁净。我们能。
The first thing we see is God is our loving Father.
第一件事我们看到神是一个慈爱的天父。
Second, He wants us to come to Him as we are.
他第二个我们要看到他要我们照我们的本相来到他面前。
Third, our loving Father wants us to come to Him over and over and over again.
第三项就是我们慈爱的天父要我们不停止的来到他的面前。
In the English, this story is often called the parable of the prodigal son.
在英文版本说这就是一个浪子的故事。
But I believe that this is the wrong title for the story.
我相信，可是我觉得这是这个标题不太对。
Because it comes down to the question, what does the word prodigal mean?
因为我们来看看这个浪子这个字，英文字是什么意思。
If you go to dictionary.com, it gives us this definition.
如果你用字典的话，这个浪子，英文字的浪子。我们来看它的意思。
The word prodigal means wastefully or recklessly extravagant.
就是它是代表的是极其的荒废，极其的就是浪费。
Giving or yielding profusely or lavish.
它就是没有停止的这样子给出去。
Lavishly abundant or profuse.
而且是满满的。不停地这样出去。
This is what the word prodigal means.
这是那个浪子这个字的意思。
And more than how the son wastes his father's money,
我们看到这个小儿子怎么浪费这个爸爸的钱。
It's more important for us to see how God, in many ways, wastes His love on us.
我们看到神他怎么把他的爱倾在我们的身上。
Even for children who run away, who turn away from Him, God loves us so much.
即使是那个远离的孩子，神还是一样的爱我们。
And we can see how big and how deep and how strong and high and wide God's love is for us.
我们也体会到神对我们的爱是长阔、高深又有力。
We have to remember that our God is not stingy.
我们也要想到神不小气。
Our God is so generous with us.
他对我们真的是很大方。
He wants to pour out His blessings upon us. He wants to flood our lives with more of His love and His presence.
他要把他的祝福满满的倾倒在我们身上，他要把他的爱不断的浇灌在我们身上。
In John chapter 6, we see Jesus, He feeds a multitude.
在约翰福音第六章，我们看到主耶稣喂五千人。
With just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, He feeds a huge crowd of people.
就是五饼二鱼，他喂足了好多人。
But does Jesus multiply it so that just everybody gets a little taste?
说主耶稣在五饼二鱼，就是每一个人就吃那么一点点吗？
No, we're told in the passage everybody ate as much as they could.
我们知道从经文我们知道每一个人都吃饱了。
And there were 12 basketfuls of leftovers.
甚至还有十二篮的剩余。
In the Old Testament, when the Israelites were hungry in the wilderness, God fed them too.
在旧约的地方我们也看到当以色列人饥饿的时候，神也喂养他们。
He provided a heavenly bread called manna.
他从天上降下玛拿给他们。
But he also wanted to give them protein.
他也当然给他们那个蛋白质。
So he gave them quail.
他给他们鸽子。
A balanced meal.
这是一个非常有非常完备的一个食物。
And there was so much that people did not know what to do with it.
因为太多了，让他们这些都不晓得该怎么办。
They start to complain that there was too much food, God.
他们反而开始抱怨神太多了。
In Psalm 23, it tells us there that our cup overflows.
在诗篇二十三章，他说我们的福杯满溢。
God doesn't just pour a few drops into our cup.
他不是神，不是就是放几滴在我们的杯子里。
Instead, our cups overflow with His love and His presence in our lives.
反而是我们的福杯满溢，他满了他的恩典，他的慈爱在里头。
This is our God and how He is with us.
这就是神他对我们的态度。
And because He loves us this much, we can come to Him over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
因为他是
I do it like that.
因为他是这么的爱我们，所以他我们可以一直一直一直一直不断的不断的来到他的面前。
Each time we come to Him, He has new blessing, new mercy, new grace for us.
因为每一次我们来到他的面前，他对我们的恩典，他对我们的爱，他对我们的祝福都是新鲜的。
Our God is our loving Father.
神是我们慈爱的父。
He wants us to come to Him as we are.
他要我们带他来到他的面前，照我们的本相。
He wants us to come to Him over and over and over again.
他要我们不断的来到他的面前。
And this is a very important one.
这还有一个最重要的。
Number four, our Father doesn't care about dignity or reputation in loving us.
我们也知道，神他其实他不在乎人家怎么看他，他的看他怎么爱我们。
In verse 20, we're told that the Father he runs to his Son.
在二十节看到这个父亲是跑向这个儿子。
We have to understand the context of this passage.
我们要看看这一段经文的背景。
People back then were very, very conservative.
在那个时候的人，他是非常保守的。
They were very reserved.
他们非常的守旧。
They were very calm.
他们非常的平和。
They did not show affection in public.
他们在公共场合中不会表达他们的感情。
And they never ran anywhere.
他们从来就不跑。
The men, they wore long clothes that went all the way down to the floor.
那个时候的男人是穿长袍一直到脚到地上的。
It was very shameful and disgraceful for a man to show his legs in public.
在那个时候如果在公共场合对一个男人来让人家看到他的脚是非常的羞耻的事情。
The only way that the father could have ran to his son
让这个父亲能够跑向这个儿子
was if he picked up his robe
他一定要把他的衣服拉起来
like a girl with her dress
像个女孩子拉着她的裙子
and he showed his legs to everybody around him
他的脚会在那个地方就会露出来
to run to his son
他才能跑向他的儿子
God doesn't care about what other people think
神不在乎人家怎么看他。
He doesn't care about reputation or dignity.
他不在乎人家看他的表现，他的一切。
All he cares about is loving and embracing and receiving his lost son.
他只在乎他怎么样去把他失去的儿子得回来。
This is the kind of God that we have.
这就是我们的神。
And then the party begins.
然后喜乐就开始了。
And I don't know about you.
我不晓得你们怎么样。
But I want to be at the party that God throws.
当神给一个喜宴的时候，我要在其中。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Let's finish the passage and we'll be done for today.
让我们来继续看我们的经文。
Look at verses 25 through 32.
我们来看25节到32节。
It says there, meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he had him back safe and sound. The older brother became angry, refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him.But he answered his father, Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him. My son, the father said, you are always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
二十五节，那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。仆人说：“你兄弟回来，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。”大儿子却生气，不肯进去。他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说：“我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业。他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。”父亲对他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。”只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Many people think this parable ends in verse 24.
很多人想到这个预言就是在二十四节就停了。
But we see that there's actually a lot more verses here.
可是我们也看到，其实还有几节经文。
And I actually think these verses are just as important for us.
我相信这几段经文对我们来说也是同样的重要。
In these verses, we see the celebration of the younger son and his return home.
我们看到这个为了小儿子的回来开始了庆祝。
And while this is going on, the older son comes home from work.
在庆典的时候，这大儿子就从外头工作回来。
He comes in, he asks what's going on.
他进来以后就问怎么了。
He sees what's happening.
他看见发生的事情。
And he becomes upset and he refuses to come in and celebrate.
他生气，他不愿意进到家里一起，作乐。
It gets so bad that the father has to stop the party and he goes out to talk to his older son.
到了一个地步，这个爸爸要停下来，爸爸要出来跟这个大儿子说话。
And the father pleads with his son, come inside and let's join the party.
这个父亲要求这个儿子到一起跟他们一起同享快乐。
But the older son, he tells his father,
可是这个大儿子跟这个父亲说
I've been at home with you every day.
我每一天都在家里。
I work for you every day.
我每一天都为你工作。
But you never gave me anything.
可是你从来就没有给我任何东西。
But when this stupid kid comes home,
可是这个愚蠢的儿子回来了。
He wastes all your money.
他花尽了你所有的钱。
He's been doing terrible things with prostitutes.
他做尽了任何的所有的坏事，还跟娼妓在一起。
The moment this kid comes home,
当这个孩子回来了以后，
you give him everything.
你却把一切都给了他。
And this teaches us such an important point.
这教导了我们一个很重要的功课。
Just because you're in the home of the father, it doesn't mean that you actually know who the father is either.
就是说你在家里，即使是你跟父亲在一起，可是并不表示你明白父亲的心意。
How does this apply to us?
到底这教了我们什么？
Just because you're here at church doesn't mean that you know the Father.
就是说你在这个教会里头，可是并不表示你明白父亲，天父。
There are many people who think that they are Christians because they go to church regularly.
很多人以为自己是基督徒，因为他们固定的到教会去。
But we have to remember that church attendance is not the most important thing.
可是我们要记得，到教会出席率不是一个很重要的事情。
Church attendance alone does not put us into a right relationship with the Father.
教会的出席率并不表示我们跟神有对的关系。
It helps.
他有一点帮助,
it's very important,
非常重要,
it's a very good start,
是一个好的开始,
but it's not enough by itself.
可是不够,
as we see in the passage, the older son, he had been in the father's house the entire time.
在这一段经文我们看到这个大儿子从来就没有离开家,
and he worked and he served his father all the time.
他工作,他服侍他的父亲,
but he does not know his father.
可是他并不明白他父亲的心,
he does not know his father's heart.
他并不明白他的父亲,
and in many ways, he is just as lost as his younger brother.
所以他跟那个小儿子一样, 他一样是一个失落的儿子。
Recently, we celebrated the 6th month birthday of our son.
我儿子刚刚过六个月的满六个月。
And my wife is a very good mom.
我妻子是一个非常好的妈妈。
I'm an okay father.
我还可以啦，我这个做父亲的。
And what she always tells me, and she is completely right.
她常常这样告诉我，我知道她是对。
Is that just because I'm there doesn't mean that I'm being a good father.
就是说我在跟孩子在一起并不表示我就是一个好的父亲。
There are many times when I'm with my wife and my son.
许多时候我跟我的妻子跟我的孩子在一起。
I'm physically there in the room with them.
我身体跟他们在一起。
But I am on my phone.
可是我在打电话。
And I'm checking my Facebook.
我在看我的脸书。
And I'm looking at pictures.
我在看照片。
I'm there, but I'm not really there.
我在那里, 可是我的心不在那里。
This is what the passage is talking about.
这一段经文就是告诉我们的那个图画。
So many of us, we might be here, but we might not be knowing the Father.
许多我们在这里, 可是我们可能并不真的认识我们的神。
Again, church attendance by itself is not the most important thing.
来教会固定的出席率并不是最重要的一件重要的事情。
Going through the religious motions on a Sunday is not what saves us.
每一个主日你走过这些主日的信息的过程并不是代表你得了救。
Just looking at the lyrics of songs is not what saves us.
看看那个诗歌的歌词并不表示你得救。
Listening to other people pray at church is not what saves us.
听到别人的祷告并不表示你是得救的。
Trying not to fall asleep in a sermon is not what saves us.
你想要不要睡觉也不表示你得救了。
Giving offering is not what saves us.
你奉献并不表示。
Getting baptized is not what saves us.
当你受浸了并不表示你得救了。
It's about having a real relationship with your Father in heaven.
而真正重要的是你跟神天父的关系。
Placing your faith in Him.
当我们赞美他的时候。
Making the decision to believe and to follow Him.
当我们 做了决定我们要跟随他的时候,
in Matthew 15, Jesus describes a people called the Pharisees.
当马太福音15章主耶稣在描写这些法利赛人的时候,
and Jesus describes them by saying, these people, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me.
他说到这些法利赛人,他们用嘴唇来敬拜我,可他们的心是远离我的。
We have to make sure that Jesus is not talking about us in this passage.
我们要真的要确定呢,主耶稣不是在讲我们。
We honor him with our lips, but our hearts are so far away.
我们是不是只是用嘴唇来敬拜他,但是我们的心却是远离他。
Instead, we need to make sure our hearts are close to him.
我们要确定我们的心跟他的心是紧紧的在一起。
Because if our hearts are close to him, then our lips will speak our love to him.
因为我们的心如果跟神的心连在一起, 我们的嘴唇就会很自然的来敬拜他。
Everything flows from our hearts to him.
都是从我们的心流露出来的。
I told a story last week to the English ministry.
我上个星期在楼上英文组讲了这个，跟他们分享了这个故事。
When I was a young child, I was a very, very fast runner.
当我在年轻的时候，我跑得很快。
I was the fastest runner in my elementary school.
在我小学的时候，我是跑的是最快的一个。
And every day, somebody challenged me to a race during recess.
每一次在休息的周间，就有人来跟我挑战。
And no one could beat me.
从来就没被打败过。
I grew up in a mostly Caucasian neighborhood.
我是在一个大部分都是 白种人的那个环境中长大的。
I was the only Korean in my grade.
在那个地方，我 那个小学我就是我是唯一的一个韩国人。
And my best friend was black.
我最好的朋友是个黑人。
And we were best friends, the two minorities.
我们两个少数民族的两个人是最好的朋友。
Every day somebody challenged me to a race.
每一天总是有人来挑战跟我跑赛跑。
But then one day I was very surprised because my best friend, my black friend, he challenged me to a race.
所以可以有一天我很压抑，因为我最好的朋友，我那个黑人朋友来跟我挑战。
And everybody was very excited because the two best friends were going to race against each other.
整个学校都很轰动，因为两个最好的朋友要开始跑步挑战。
So that day when we had our race during recess, the entire school showed up.
所以那天我们要比赛的时候，全校都在那边要观看。
And I had to make sure that I won.
我要确定我一定要赢那个。
So the race began.
所以开始跑步。
And about halfway through, I was in the lead.
但跑到一半的时候，我跑先的。
And I decided to look back to see where my friend was.
我决定我要回头看看我的朋友到底跑到哪了。
So I was running forward, but I was looking backward.
我往前跑，可是我却往后看。
The next thing I remember was I was lying on the ground.
可是下一个有意识的时候，我是躺在地上。
And my entire school was standing around me.
整个学校就绕着我看。
All the teachers were there.
所有的老师都在那里。
And everybody had this look on their face.
每个人都有这个表情，这样看着我。
What had happened was when I was running.
所以到底怎么一回事呢？我在跑的时候
，As I was looking backward，
当我回头看的时候
，I ran full force into a basketball pole。
我往前撞到了那个
，Why you laugh？
我撞到了那个篮架，那个篮球场的架子。
And I had run into it with my head。
我的头撞到了那个篮架。
And I was knocked unconscious for several minutes。
我大概几分钟，我不省人事的在地上。
And my mom refused to come pick me up.
我妈妈不要来接我。
Because she said there was no blood.
因为她说没有流血嘛。
So she told me to go back to class.
她告诉我再回去上课。
I think some of you would do the same thing.
我想你们可能在座也会这样子做吧。
As we close today.
但我现在要结束我们今天的讲道。
Why did I get hurt that day?
为什么我那天受伤？
I was looking the wrong way.
我看错了方向。
Things were opposite.
我看错了方向。
I should have been looking forward, but I was looking backward.
我应该往前看，而我反而是往后看。
Many of us in our relationship with God, we can forget this.
当我们与神要建立关系的时候，我们往往忘记了这一点。
God, He wants our hearts and our lives.
神要我们的心。
Not just our lips.
不是不仅仅要我们的嘴。
Not just our words.
不是要我们所说的话。
So often we think that we're okay with God because of our words.
有的时候我们觉得说我们说的都是对的话，所以我们跟神还可以。
Or sometimes we think we're okay with God because of our church attendance, because we're here.
所以我们也觉得说我们大家跟神的关系还可以，因为我们固定的来教会。
As we see in our passage today, it's not about those things.
可是我们今天从这一段经文来看，不。就是这些事情。
It's about your entire heart and your entire life being close to God.
是你的全心跟你的全人是如何的跟神有关系。
Because out of the heart, everything flows.
因为是从你的心里才能够流出来。
Maybe you're like the younger son.
可能你觉得，可能你像那个小儿子。
And you've been running away from God.
你离开了神。
You need to come back home.
你需要回来。
But maybe you're also like the older son.
你也可能像那个大儿子。
And you're here, but you're still lost too.
虽然你在这里，可是你依然是个失落的。
And if that's you, I encourage you to come to know the Father.
如果那是你，我盼望你能够回来，来更认识神。
Look at our passage again and view our Father with fresh eyes.
看看从这段经文来用新鲜的眼光来看我们的神。
And I pray that all of us will be found.
我盼望我们每一个人都是失落，都是能够回来的。
And we will be in a right relationship with our Father.
我们与神的关系能够走得对。
Let's pray together.
让我们在一起祷告。
Would you just take a moment and would you just examine where your heart is right now in your relationship with God?
让我们先安静，我们自己省察自己，在我们心里，让我们到底我们跟神的关系是如何？
Is your heart close to Him?
你的心跟神接近吗？
Do you know the true heart of your Father for you?
你到底真不能不能真正的明白神的心对你呢？
Heavenly Father,
天父,
we thank you that you are a God who loves his children.
我们感谢你，因为你是那个慈爱的父，爱我们。
And your heart breaks when we are not with you.
当我们不跟你在一起的时候，我们知道你的心碎了。
But we thank you that your love never fails.
可是我们也感谢你，因为你的爱从来就不改变。
You never give up on us.
你从来就没有放弃过。
And you're always out searching and pursuing us.
你总是在寻找，要来，要把我们带回来。
We thank you that you are a God who accepts us as we are.
我们感谢你，因为你这样的接受我们，照我们的本相。
I pray, O God, that we would come back to you to be in right relationship with you.
我祈求你，让我们可以回到你的面前来，与你有同样再一次建立关系。
Would you rescue and deliver your people?
我们求你来再一次的拯救我们，来释放我们。
And we thank you that when you come to you, that you run to us and embrace us.
我们求你，当我们转向你的时候，你依然会跑向我们，来拥抱我们。
I pray that 2016 will be a year in which we draw so close to you.
我盼望我们新来的一年2016年，我们能够更与你有亲密的关系。
I pray that our hearts will be on fire for you.
我但愿我们的心能够火热的向你。
I pray that our church would be on fire for you.
我但愿我们的教会能够火热的向你。
That we would have such a deep passion and desire for you to make you known.
我们但愿我们能够对你有更深的爱，更深的热情来能够彰显出来。
That you would use our church in great ways for your kingdom.
你可以用着我们的教会为你的国度。
Especially for the lost to come home.
特别是为那些失去的，让他们能够回来。
I pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.